Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WPHT-WPHT-HD-WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
The breaking news today is that Russia apparently launched a missile into Poland, killing two people. Poland, of course, being a NATO member. And in response to that, NATO will be meeting tomorrow to talk about it. Good evening. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. It is our fourth and final hour, albeit it will be a shorter hour as we're being bumped tonight for some sporting contest of some sort, which will begin at 6:30. I believe it is a basketball game, Temple, if I'm not mistaken, Temple basketball. So we'll be together for the next 20 minutes, and then I'm out of here. But that's all right. We'll be back tomorrow from 3 to 7. Basically, here's what we know. Can we pop this up, Fox News? Jackie Heinrich is discussing Biden's call to Poland today regarding this. Let's see if we can get this audio
we
right now.
We actually cannot. Our TV's busted in here.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. So I'll just read the... We can't have live audio from television anymore.
What are we now.
In the middle of freaking Nebraska and some? We're a top 10 market. This is Philadelphia.
Let's try it now. Henry may have fixed it.
Nope, I got nothing.
It's working. Yeah, we got it now.
You got it? All right,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Henry fixed it.
Officials to use extreme caution before making statements. President Biden has been clear in the past about how the U.S. would respond to an attack on a NATO ally. The White House now taking great pains to be certain of whether this incident could trigger Article 5, as President Biden said in Warsaw back in March.
We have a sacred obligation under Article 5 to defend each and every inch of NATO territory for the full force of our collective power.
A spokesperson for the National Security Council tweeting, "We've seen these reports out of Poland and are working with the Polish government to gather more information. We cannot confirm the reports or any of the details at this time. We will determine what happened and what the appropriate next steps would be." Earlier today in Indonesia, NSC spokesman John Kirby told Fox this is exactly the kind of scenario CIA Director Bill Burns discussed with his Russian counterpart in Turkey Monday.
This was a discussion about strategic stability between our two countries, and it's important that those channels stay open, particularly so you can avoid any risk of miscalculation, and that would be disastrous not only for our two countries but in fact for the world.
President Biden was not in the room with Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov at the G20 gala dinner Tuesday. Officials saying his choice to skip the dinner to conduct other, quote, routine business was not a snub of any foreign leader, but the White House also deliberately chose not to engage with Russia at this summit.
I'm not aware of any direct discussions bilaterally between anybody on the U.S. delegation and the Russian side. There just hasn't been a reason or a need to speak individually with Foreign Minister Lavrov.
Lavrov left Indonesia after that dinner. It is unclear why, but Russian state media says he's being replaced at remaining events by the country's energy minister. We expect to see President Biden shortly and hope to hear a few words from him today, Brett.
Jackie Heinrich, live in Bali. Jackie, thank you. So the latest we know is that there was this barrage from Russia into Ukraine of missiles, some 90 of them, according to authorities. Reuters is moving from Poland, Russian-produced rockets rocket fell on Polish village, and the Polish foreign ministry has summoned the Russian ambassador. However, it's important to point out that this could be a Ukrainian surface-to-air missile that did or did not hit a Russian missile targeting inside Ukraine. So we don't have all
thank
of
you for that, guys. Yeah. So there's a lot of questions regarding this, obviously. A couple of questions. I mean, number one, was it a missile? Was it shrapnel? Was it anti-aircraft missile, basically, that the Ukrainian people fired? A lot of questions here. Russia has denied this, or at least denied that they did anything on purpose here. And the United States of America, we played the audio for you earlier today, but we have the general from the Air Force who is speaking, and we I'm just going to replay that, Matt, if we could. Because I want to bring you the latest on this as much as we possibly can. This is concerning because obviously with Article 5, and we don't know, I just know there's a lot of people banging the drums for war in Washington, clearly, obviously about that. So take a listen.
You said you don't have any information on the Russian strikes. Is there any suggestion or sense that the U.S. believes this is not accurate? Are you looking into it? Can you give us just some sense of whether or not these reports are deemed believable and what, if any, calls may be happening right now?
Yeah, thanks very much, Lita. So as I mentioned, right now, we are aware of the press reporting on this. We have no information at this time to corroborate those reports, but again, are taking them seriously and looking into them. And so I will make sure that we provide you with any updates as soon as we have them. Did you have a follow-up, Lita?
Just one quick sort of unrelated follow-up to that. Do you have any estimate on the number of Russian troops that are currently in Ukraine? Is it 100,000, fewer than 100,000? Can you give us any sense of that? That's it. Thank you.
Thanks, Lita. I don't have any numbers to provide from the podium here. Clearly, tens of thousands of Russian forces still on Ukrainian territory. To include Russian forces that have recently been mobilized, we've seen an increase of those forces being sent to the front lines as replacements recently, but no overall number that I'm able to provide. Thank you. All right, Idris.
Just on the calls, so is there any call with his Polish counterpart planned at this time?
I have nothing to read out at this point.
I think President Biden has said a few times that the U.S. will defend every inch of NATO territory. If these reports are true, what does that look like for the administration?
Yeah, thanks, Idris. So, you know, as I mentioned, we're looking into these reports, don't have any information to corroborate them at this time. So I don't want to speculate or get into hypotheticals. When it comes to our security commitments and Article 5, we've been crystal clear that we will defend every inch of NATO territory.
We'll see what all this brings as more details come out. But that's the latest on this now at in the 6 o'clock hour here on the show. Tonight, President Trump will be announcing most likely that he's running for president again. That's the rumor anyway. They're right now showing the room at Mar-a-Lago where the president will be having his announcement speech. Assuming that that's what he's going to say. I mean, it's not definitive that he's going to announce that, but I mean, it's certainly what the belief is that he'll be announcing this. A bunch of Republicans were asked about this, and they're all kind of holding their powder dry. Lindsey Graham said, let's see what happens after Georgia. Ted Cruz kind of muttered and said, well, you know, we have a process here. Chris Christie, apparently, according to the story, got a standing ovation at the Republican Governor's Conference when he trashed Trump as being the reason why everybody lost. He got apparently a standing ovation, according to the story. Ron DeSantis, of course, coming back and not saying anything about his own presidential ambitions, but just saying that he's used to getting attacked and no big deal that this is happening. Meanwhile, President Trump is former President Trump, Jimmy. I don't want to get Jimmy Matthews all fired up. Is saying on his Truth Social that Ron DeSantis is very disloyal because he would not be governor without Trump. And he used Trump's name so often to get elected. And he feels like Ron DeSantis would be very disloyal to challenge him. That's where things stand right now. There's another Republican Senator Cynthia Loomis, who also came out and said, Ron DeSantis is now the new leader of the Republican Party, and she would not commit to backing Trump if he runs. There's not a lot of elected officials right now who are planning, I don't know if any, are planning to join him down in Florida for the announcement tonight, and none have really given their strong support of him at this point. So we'll see how all this plays out. I think people were hoping that he would put it off till after Georgia, but clearly that's assuming that the story is accurate, that he's going to announce he's running for president tonight, then that's not happening. So strap in, because it's going to get pretty nasty, no question about it. I think that's pretty obvious. Everybody will know that pretty soon. And tonight, Sean Hannity will have Mike Pence on during the announcement by Trump, which I presume will not be carried on Fox News if Vice President Pence is on with Hannity, which means that I'm guessing Trump's announcement will be carried on Newsmax or something. I don't know for sure. But Mike Pence is on Fox News right now, and he's talking about the potential missile strike that killed two people in Poland right now. So that's the latest on all of that. And as you can imagine, people are getting very nervous about what could be a pretty ugly primary fight. The Democrats, though, might be having their own political war going on. Here is a Democrat member of Congress. You know, the Republicans are most likely going to get the majority here. Kevin McCarthy will become the speaker. The Nancy Pelosi, then the vampiric one, will live another day, of course, because she's eternal. But she'll be the minority leader in the House of Representatives. Here's a Democrat member of Congress actually coming out and saying she's not sure if she'll vote for Pelosi as minority leader. Take a listen.
Okay. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not said whether or not she's going to run for a leadership position. Now, again, we're waiting to see who wins control of the House. But would you support Pelosi running for minority or House Speaker again?
No, I've been clear. I believe that we need change in our leadership.
And have you eyed who you think would be the best person for that?
You know, we don't know who's running yet is the short answer. Mm-hmm. But in broader terms, I think it's important that we have leadership that is, you know, again, looks like America. I'd love to see people who've been involved with small business. I'd love to see somebody from a rural community. A more representative leadership.
And President Biden said he intends to run. He's going to make a final decision in the new year. Would you support, and is President Biden the strongest person to lead Democrats in 2024?
That's a great question. We'll see who throws their hat in the ring.
But do you think right now, if you had to, you know, tell the president right now, do you think that he's the strongest person to represent Democrats?
I mean, I think we still have an incomplete grade at this point. So we'll see how things go.
That is Congresswoman Perez who said that, a Democrat. Now, it's interesting she won't even commit on Biden either. So, you know, Democrats have their own problems. Besides, everybody keeps talking about the Republican civil war. It's about to happen. But they got their own issues over there. And Politico actually has a story today that just came out that says the following. Ready? It says, Dems ponder the ultimate midterm twist ending. Will Pelosi stay? Her caucus's history-defying electoral feat hasn't changed one thing. Few members are publicly clamoring for new leadership, and her allies are nudging her to remain. But obviously, there's a lot of voices who are upset that she lost the House of Representatives. And, you know, when you're the top dog or top bat, in this case, you pay a price for that when your people lose. And we're seeing it now with Mitch McConnell being challenged by Rick Scott. We're seeing it with Kevin McCarthy having to survive, fend off a challenge of his own. And now Pelosi's seeing it, too. So the question is, will she stay as Speaker? And that's a question. I mean, will she stay as Minority Leader? Will she stay in Congress? I mean, you know, she's been there for 757 years. You think at some point maybe she'd move on. But I think people just love the power. And clearly she's still making money with her weirdo husband and all his insider stock trades. So I don't think there's a big incentive for her to give it up. But nevertheless, that's where things stand with that. The other rumor going around is that, and this is a crazy scenario, Joe Biden does not run again, but the Democrats hate Kamala Harris so much, and they do not want her to become the president of the United States. Biden, they don't want him to leave because then she becomes the president, and all the incumbent powers of the presidency and all the ability to raise money and everything else that comes with it. So the other theory going around is that Joe Biden dumps Kamala Harris, makes Gavin Newsom his vice president, and then resigns to give Newsom an advantage to run for president in 2024. Now, it's a crazy scenario. I saw that story in thehill.com. It's a crazy scenario, obviously, and it probably won't happen. But it's interesting that those whispers are going on because Democrats are at a real point. They do not want Biden to be the nominee, but they got a Kamala Harris problem because they don't want her to be the nominee. They hate her more than anybody. They really do. I mean, the Biden people hate her in particular. ever since she savaged Joe Biden during that debate. You remember that one? I was that little girl, Joe, and accused him of basically being a racist and a segregationist for opposing busing in Wilmington, Delaware back in the day. So they hate her for that. They've never forgiven her for that. Jill Biden hates her guts, and the Biden people will not give her the Oval Office under any circumstances. At the same time, they know Joe Biden can't run again, and they're also worried about his health. Why didn't he go to the G20 dinner last night? How come nobody's talking about that? Why was the president of the United States not at the G20 dinner last night? Where the hell is this guy? I mean, where is he today? Russia hits Poland with missiles, a NATO member country. We haven't heard a freaking word from the president of the United States yet today. Nothing. Not a word. Not a blip. Nothing to reassure people. You got a lot of people nervous out there that this could trigger World War III because Poland's a NATO country. And we have obligations under NATO Article 5 to protect NATO countries. And people are very concerned today that even if this was a mistake, is it enough to trigger World War III? Is it enough to trigger the deeper American involvement here? Not a bleep from the president. Jackie Heinrich concluded her report saying, well, we may hear from Biden later. We may hear from Biden later. It's kind of a big deal, but we don't even know where he is. Honestly, I don't think anyone has seen him in 24 hours. He was not at the dinner. Very mysterious for the president not to be at the G20 dinner. So is he sick? Does he have COVID again? Did he forget about the dinner? Did none of his aides remind him about the dinner? Did he decide to stay in and do takeout? I mean, what's going on here? What's going on? Nobody knows. So the Democrats have a problem. They have a succession problem right now because of that. And that's what's happening in that sense. I did mention we're getting bumped tonight for basketball, but that's okay because Thursday night we're going to be at Parks Casino for Parks Comedy Night. It's going to be a lot of fun. Joe Conklin, the man of a thousand voices, he's the greatest. And I will be co-hosting the event that night. I'd love to see you there this coming Thursday, the 17th, Parks Casino on Street Road in Bensalem. $20. You get a ticket, you get laughs, you get your first drink included as well. And it's always a blast. They're great comedians there. Joe Conklin's impressions are great. I'd love to see you. So come on out to Parks Casino Thursday night. This always sells out, these shows we do. They always sell out, so you don't want to miss it, all right? ParksCasino.com/comedy. ParksCasino.com/comedy. Get your ticket now before it sells out. Thursday night, 8 p.m. We've got two headliners for you, plus Joe Conklin, plus me, plus Mike Baldini. This is going to be a fantastic night. All right? ParksCasino.com/comedy. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. You want to do that Who Won social media thing?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right.
Who Won social media?
A lot of choices today, but I think Mark Adair is going to end up taking it. He said, Rich and Matt, I see your trigender, and I raise you my quad gender status. Very strong.
That's a very, it involves math and geometry, but I still like it.
Can I add a second one as well?
Well, you're the executive producer. Do whatever the hell you want.
I'm going to give one.
Like if I said no, would you think that would stop him? He's still going to do it anyway, Henry.
Nah, seriously.
Come on. He's rogue. This guy's rogue in there.
I like this one. It's from Diane. She says, am I allowed to listen to the show if I admit that I haven't watched Yellowstone either? At least Matt watched a little. Thank you, Diane. I think that's a very good point, and Rich hasn't given me any credit.
Were you in there streaming Downton Abbey again while I was trying to do the show? Is that what's happening in there?
I want to nip this horrible rumor in the bud. I have never watched Downton Abbey. I don't even know what it is. It sounds terrible, though.
It does sound terrible, actually. It sounds god-awful, Downton Abbey. But people like it, apparently. I mean, women.
Matt,
they love
if it makes
those
you feel better,
pieces.
If it makes you feel better, Matt, I haven't seen Yellowstone, so.
Oh, thank you, Henry. That does make me feel better.
But, you know.
The guy that
I
you mock
eventually.
And deride every day on this show?
He was good today. He actually got the TV to work.
Today.
Under 30 seconds. Well, most days it's hit or miss. But today, I'll tell you what, Henry was actually pretty productive. I was glad he was here.
Henry, don't fall for this. He's going to go right back to trashing you the next time you're in.
This is,
and blaming you for everything that goes wrong.
These compliments kind of sound backhanded to me almost. They're just...
They're not backhanded.
Yeah.
I just have low expectations for you, and you managed to exceed them today.
I'm appalled at what you just said.
You know, if you have low expectations in life, you'll never be disappointed.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd give Henry's performance like a solid B+, one of his best shows.
And with that, you're saying that even though 12.1 million people tune in for the premiere of Yellowstone, you're taking Henry's side to not watch it.
Yeah, in this instance, Henry might be right.
I don't have Paramount Plus. I don't know what
it's
to watch.
It's not on Paramount Plus.
What is it on?
Peacock, I think.
No, it's on. It's very confusing. It's the hardest show to watch. It's on Paramount Network. not Paramount Plus.
Oh.
I know. It's annoying. And yeah, it's. I took me like 3 hours the other night to figure out how to watch the dumb show.
I think it's on Peacock, too.
Well, the previous episodes are. I don't know if the new episodes are. And then somebody said it's also on the Country Music Channel. I don't know. But I
oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I downloaded the Paramount Network app after paying for Paramount Plus and finding out Yellowstone's not on there. So then I had to watch it on Paramount Network. It's very confusing.
Yeah, that's annoying.
I know. So I still haven't watched it yet because I've spent 3 hours trying to figure out how to watch it.
Ooh, you know what? I'm still paying for Paramount Plus from when you told me to watch The Offer.
Yeah.
Ah, darn. I should cancel that. I haven't looked at anything on Paramount Plus.
But there's the new Sylvester Stallone show that just came out, The Tulsa King.
Is that Paramount Plus?
That's Paramount Plus.
I'll have to check that out. That looks good.
So you can check it out. I accidentally hit the annual subscription the other night, so now I'm locked in. Because as soon as I did it, I hit cancel, and they go, your subscription will remain active until November 13th, 2023. It's the ultimate, you know what I mean? Ah, it bums, frustrates me. All right, anyway, what also frustrates me is getting bummed for basketball. But not that bad, actually, because I can go home and see the kids. So what I'll do right now is we'll say this. We'll do this. Final thought. Oh, you know what? He was doing...
He's down up, to a B minus.
Up until that moment.
All right, you had the Who Won Social Media clip, and I...
You know what? Forget it. We don't need a final thought tonight. Forget it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Well, thank you. We'll do it live. Have a great rest of your night tonight. We're back tomorrow from 3 to 7, of course. Keep the conversation going on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. We'll be tuning in, of course, tonight to see what President Trump will say at 9 p.m. for the big announcement. And I'll have lots of political analysis for you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Good night.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.